Time and time again, the scriptures will show us the power of faith. You know, we all know the parable of the mustard seed, that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, tiniest speck, that we can move a mountain. Our faith can move a mountain. We hear time and time again, and we see time and time again, these instances where our Lord was able to heal because of someone having faith. You know, we see two of them here, this woman with the hemorrhage and then the daughter of the synagogue official, Jairus. But there are others. You know, we hear of people being cured from leprosy, blindness, being lame, and so on. We even see the opposite, where our Lord goes to his hometown and people didn't believe in him. They didn't have faith in him, and so he wasn't able to heal. So we see this faith causing healing. Well, this healing faith that our Lord shows us demonstrates to us that God did not intend for us to die. You know, we see that in the second reading. St. Paul mentions that he did not intend for us to die. God, or as it says, God does not rejoice in the destruction of the living, for he fashioned all things that they might have being. These healings show that we were made to be imperishable. Again, as the first reading, not the second reading, says that we are to be healed from the effects of sin in this life and healed from death in the next. We have this faith that we will be healed from the effects of sin, because sin leads to death. It is because of sin that death entered into the world. But faith leads to life. If we have the faith in our Lord that he will heal us, we will be healed. So the question for that is, well, why don't we have healings like this more commonly? We all believe. We believe in Jesus. We know a lot of people who believe in Jesus. We know people who have prayed for healings and haven't received it. So why don't we see these kind of healings? Well, they happen. They're not common, but they do happen. They happen occasionally, usually in intercession with like a saint, a blessed, a venerable. You know, you'll hear people saying, you know, you ask intercession of this person so that they might be declared a saint. Because one of the parts of the process of canonization is the recognition and approval of some miracles. This recognition that these miracles had occurred, that a lot of times a healing that was miraculous, that the doctors could not explain how this healing occurred. 1 minute they had the cancer, the next minute it was gone. 1 minute they had this incurable disease, the next minute it was completely clear. And so on. I mean, you hear stories like that over and over and over. The problem is, I don't think that many of us really have the healing faith necessary to receive these healings. Look at what happened in the gospel. Our Lord got off the boat and immediately there was a crowd. And you can imagine, he's wandering through this crowd and they're packed against him. People are constantly touching him. They're pushing against him. And all of a sudden there's that one person, that woman who touched his cloak. Just the hem. Wasn't much. And she received the healing. Because while everybody else was touching our Lord, they didn't have that faith for that healing that she had. They wanted to be around him. They wanted to hear what he had to say. But she was willing to reach out and touch in faith that he would heal her. And he recognized immediately that that power had gone out of him, that she had received that healing. To have a true healing faith, a faith that will heal us from sin in this life and will lead us to the healing from death in the next, we need to have a humble faith. We need to have humility in this life to recognize that our Lord is the source of our healing. We need to approach him with humility, not pride, not human pride, not our way. His way. We need to approach seeking to fall down before him as both Jairus and the woman did. Both of them fell down before our Lord and sought that healing and received it. To kneel or to bow down is a posture of humility. That's why we do it at Mass when our Lord is present in the Eucharist, during the Eucharistic prayer. We We kneel before our Lord in the humility of recognizing who it is that is present on the altar. Who it is that is there in the appearance of bread and wine. You know, we recognize this even in our language, that to kneel down or to bow down before someone is a sign of humility. That when we talk about someone that we admire, someone that we idolize, in to use a phrase, we talk about looking up to them. You know, it's someone we want to emulate. We look up to them as our example. But the opposite is also true. When someone is arrogant, when someone is prideful, we say they look down on us. They think they're better than us because they're looking down on us. That we're lower than them. Our language reflects this posture of humility. What we are called to do as Christians is to emulate our Lord's example, who, though he was God, second person of the Trinity, took on our flesh, humbled himself to become one of us, humbled himself further to die on the cross for our sins. This is the humility that we are called to have. This is the level of humility that we are willing to humble ourselves and to give ourselves over to our Lord. Again, going back to the Mass, this is why right before we receive communion, what do we say? Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Lord, I am not worthy. That's the humility we need to have, to recognize that we are not worthy for the healing that our Lord promises us. We are not worthy to receive our Lord. And yet in his humility, he offers it to us. He gives it to us. If we are willing to have the humility to receive it. Now, humility is difficult. It's a difficult virtue to cultivate. Because we don't want to be humble. We don't want to be humble. We don't want to be lowly. We want to be the prideful. We want to be the arrogant. We want to be the one that everybody has to look up to us, instead of us looking up to everybody else. We want to think we're better than everybody else. And humility is the virtue of recognizing that we're not. We're not better than anyone else. That's what makes it so difficult. Because ultimately, humility is giving up ourselves. And we don't want to do that. But if we seek that humility, we will have that healing faith that will lead us to being healed from sin, healed from death, receive eternal life. So may we seek that virtue of humility and seek to humble ourselves before our Lord and receive his healing.